John Hoshea with you once again as the WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon continues here this morning. And joining me now is Isla Bertrand. And Isla, it's great to talk to you because you are a success story. You've had a positive cancer experience as one can be. So kind of give us a little rundown and how you're doing today.
Well, I'm doing great. On July 15th of 2018 is when I learned that I had thyroid cancer. I had hit my head on the bricks out front because I was out making a little snowman and slipped with house slippers on, of course, and ended up in the ER room. And so they did a CT scan of my brain or my head. And I said, you know, I have a cervical fusion. I would like for you to check to see if that's okay. And they did. Well, everything was fine. A week later, I get a call from the clinic and they said, Jesse Corns would like to send you to an endocrinologist. And I said, why? And they said, you have multiple nodules on your thyroid, which was a complete side effect of having a CT scan. So I go to the doctor, and he takes the biopsies, and he said, you know, 90-92% of these nodules are usually benign. So he said, we'll check it out and see what happens. Well, I got the phone call. I was of the lower number of percentages, needless to say. And so he said it had to come out, and it did. And they took the thyroid and the lymph gland that was right next to the area on the thyroid. So then later on, it comes back, and he said, you had one area of cancer in your whole thyroid, and that's where he took the biopsy. He said they found no other cancer. He said they found no cancer in the lymph gland. He said, we don't do radiation or chemo with thyroid cancer. We do what they call radioactive iodine. The thyroid loves iodine, and it absorbs right. it, and with radioactive, it kills it. He said, I'm not even going to do that with you. He said, we'll just keep an eye on it, and we watch it. Well, I had no idea how much the thyroid affects your whole body. It's your overall health and the function of many systems. Oh, and another thing, the day after of the surgery, the surgeon comes in and he asks me a simple question. And I gave like a one or two word answer. He stopped, pointed at me and said, you have a voice. I did not know that it sits right next to your voice box and it affects your voice. Now, I know I still sing in choir and Molly puts up with me, but it has affected my voice some, but not seriously. So I have talked about a positive experience. I had the very early detection, no treatment, and of course I take medication because that's what's keeping me going is because of that. So I have been such a positive experience.
Well, that's great. And I was going to say, and one of the things that you're big on as far as Relay for Life is concerned, because you've been involved in it, is the Luminaria ceremony. Can you tell me what that means to you?
It's very, very important to me. Now, that will be June the 24th at 9 p.m., and it is quite a moving experience. All the luminaries, and I encourage people to contribute to that for someone that they know has been affected with cancer, and there are candles in them, and people walk that path. And also, we read, and it takes several of us to read all the names of people that we know that have been affected by cancer. And I encourage people just to go down to Central Park and be there and talk with people and just, I don't know, just be part of the community of it. It is an eye-opening experience of the number of people that are there that have been touched with cancer. And I read the names too, and several do. And it's people you know that you had no idea, but they are people in the community that you are familiar with.
Right.
And so that's why it is such a neat community experience, is to, and the camaraderie, the closeness of people that have gone through it and suffered the treatments and so forth.
All right.
So well, I encourage people to help. Relay for Life is wonderful because that money helps local people as they go through the treatment.
All right. Well, listen, Isla, thanks again for sharing your story with us. We're glad that you're doing well, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Central Park.
I am staying as busy as I can be.
All right, very good. That's Isla Bertrand. Once again, if you'd like to help us out here on Relay for Life, just give us a call right now, 309-582-5626. Make your pledge and help us fight this disease.